game two of the MAC tournament. Ohio the 5, 32. Ball State the 4, 22. Before we continue, let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. From Court Street to Columbus, from WB to Kentucky and beyond. This is the Great Ohio Sports Network from Learfield. Bobcats on top by 10 on average, plus 5 in points, plus 2 in boards. Ball State, their score average, 76-71. That was the score of the game in Athens in January. Ball State trying to win their 8th MAC tournament. Ohio trying to win its 8th. No school has won more than these two in tournament play. The first tournament was in 1980. Ball State trying to win for the first time since 2000. Ohio trying to go 2 and 3 years for the third time in program history. Ohio 18 wins, Ball State 20. Peyton Sparks at the line for the Cardinals to try to cap a three-point play.
Ohio just cashing those turnovers, 5 turnovers and 9 Ohio points. That's nearly perfect. That rebounding advantage, turnover advantage.
Sparks missed the free throw short. Rebound A.J. Brown. Bobcats getting stuff here out of guys that aren't your premier scorers, but doing work. Jalen Hunter throws high in the left now to Miles Brown. Behind a screen from Roderick. Now a pitch over to Hunter at the point. Wisnitzer was open on a dive to the goal. He didn't get it to him. Step back. Hunter, he's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot 3. A little bit of a shot fake. And it was a shoulder and side of Demarius Jacobs into him. That's team foul 4. So Ohio has a chance to go up by 13 here at 6:43 first half.
Yeah, Hunter's doing a great job drawing that contact and baiting contact on these threes the last few weeks.
Hunter had 23 against Ball State in Athens. The Old Dominion transfer, whose father's an assistant at Indiana, misses the first free throw. Hunter at the line, 75% solid. He's 4th in the MAC in assists, 3rd in assist-to-turnover ratio, 4th in steals, honorable mention in the league. Second free throw, wiggled around and in. 33-22, we'll have one more.
14-5 run for Ohio, 15-5 if he can put this one through.
All told in his collegiate career, this is game 116, his 66th start. You hear a really nice goal and net mic there as the ball goes down through the cords. 34-22, Ohio on top by a dozen. 6:38 first half. Right sideline with the basketball, it's Windham. Up to the top, it's Sparks. Wisnitzer still on the floor. Skip to the right side, back out high on the right now. Catching it is Sellers. They work it around to the left side to Ron Coleman. Drives baseline left, shut off, backed out to Sparks, left wing. Gets a running start on Wisnitzer. Thought he was fouled, so he jackknifed a shot off the side backboard. No good. Rebound Ohio. Miles Brown, foul line right. Now to the right sideline. Ohio on top by 12, looking for more. Wisnitzer sets a screen. Point right, Miles Brown, 3. Bang for Miles Brown. 37-22. Bobcats on top by 15 at 5:58 for the first half.
18-5 the run. Miles not playing heavy minutes yet today. He looked a little under the weather in the pregame. Was not really wearing his normal warm-up shorts.
Brown 55 threes this season. Playing in his 101st game. Sideline left. Ball deflected out of bounds by A.J. Brown. Into the ballgame for Ohio. Devon Baker and Dwight Wilson. Good minutes for Wisnitzer, albeit with 2 fouls. And as you mention that, Miles just doesn't have the same sort of life from him emanating. He is off to the end of the bench now, and he's going to hydrate up.
He was dressed differently in the pregame, did not take all the normal shots. Something was up.
Sellers into the paint, looped it over the left side of the rim, backboard and down, 37-24. Ball State just trying to maintain contact here. Ohio down early and up for the bulk of this first half now. Trying to take on Toledo tomorrow in semifinal 1. In between the circles, Dwight Wilson for the Bobcats. 4 points, 2 boards. Dribble handoff coming around to the top, A.J. Brown. Got past his defender. Low on the left. Banked it in. Counted on a foul. A.J. Brown puts Ohio on top by 15 again. 39-24, 5:17 first half. Jalen Windham on the foul. It's first. Team foul 5.
Windham just lost track of Windham doing the feet to stick with him, and A.J. Brown's burst is back.
This really just feels like all the other Ball State
Every
games.
Other games since 2010, almost.
Rinse
basically.
And repeat. There's no way over the course of time that all teams are similar, but for whatever reason, the Cats have controlled the cards, and Ohio on top by 16, 40-24. 5:14 first half, Brown hit the free throw.
Yeah, the big run for Ohio is 21-7 as it sits right now.
High on the right, Jerron Coleman. out of Indianapolis, redshirt junior. Pearson holds it low. High school in Kentucky from Alabama. Bangs with Roderick, turns over him, and shoots and scores. 40-26, Mickey Pearson with that bucket. He had 9 against Ohio, a 10 against Toledo last time out. He averages 8. At the foul line beneath the line, Jalen Hunter goes left corner for Ohio, splits a double team, throws in the lane. Devon Baker shoots and got it. What a first half for Devon Baker. He's got 9. He had 3 games with 11 at the end of the regular season. Ohio on top, 16 again, 42-26.
On Ball State, I feed Pearson on a much smaller Roderick.
Ball deflected away, saved in bounds momentarily by Jalen Hunter, but he planted on the sideline to try to lift and throw it back in, but it is Ball State ball. He let out a big yell, and everybody else on the bench below us and to our right exploded.
Right in front of the coaches. He got them into the game.
So Ball State ball, sideline right to inbound. Pearson Jr. to do it. Remember, Jerron Coleman didn't play in their final 2 games of the regular season. And Peyton Sparks was out at the end of their game against Toledo.
And Coleman looks like he's moving pretty well, but we're told there, and officially turf toe, a football-type injury on Coleman, that will slow you down, the big toe.
Sparks at the top. Coleman left side behind a Sparks screen for Ball State. In white, trimmed in red. Ball State in tight italicized print in red, trimmed in black across the chest. Timer at 11 and 10. Pass thrown away. Two-hand snatch away by Roderick. Runs without friends. Euro step to the goal. Baked it in. Counted on a foul. Ben Roderick. And the Bobcats are blowing out Ball State again. 4:16 to go. Ohio 44. Ball State 26. And the Cats can do no wrong against the Cardinals in Athens, in Muncie, in Cleveland, or the moon.
Defense creating offense, and Ohio is flying through that neutral zone. Roderick knows he might not get the basket, but he absolutely will get contact from behind.
Jacobs on the foul, his second team foul, number 6. Ben Roderick at the foul line for Ohio. Bobcats on top by 18, 44-26, 19 made free throw Ben Roderick. So doing this without a lot of points from Hunter, Brown, or Wilson, combined 7-11. For those guys. A.J. Brown is 12. Bumbleo in. Goes to the rim. It's blocked away by Brown. Low on the left. Starts a break for Ohio. Jalen Hunter with the defender on him. Stops on the arc on the top. Throw into the post now. Wilson going for the kill here, big boy. Faces up on Sparks. Little shimmy on him. Leans in on him. Roots out room on him. Got banked it up and in. A blackjack 21-point lead. 47-26. 3:44 to go. Right sideline with the basketball, Jacobs for Ball State. To Sparks, drives, off balance, scoop layup. No, it's an air ball. Rebound, Ben Roderick. Here comes Ohio. Look away left side. A.J. Brown for 3. Bang! Bang! A.J. Brown! 50-26 Ohio, 3:27 first half. Timeout, Ball State.
They could use a few times out right now. 31-9, the Ohio run, and this is going pretty well.
This is the under 4 media timeout as the Bobcat fans across the way from us stand and cheer. The 110 about to strike up a tune. Dance team and cheerleaders on the floor. Rufus here too. Ohio on top, 50-26 on Ball State. This is the under 4 timeout, 3:27 left in the first half. This is the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield.